You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today we are talking about how to get most out of a virtual conference. And as lots of things are virtual at the time, stay tuned and know the music. Many virtual conferences are happening this year, and I think that will continue even beyond the pandemic. Also, the PSI conference is happening this year in June in a completely virtual way, and it will be a really, really nice event across a couple of days with lots of great speakers, lots of interaction, not just kind of webinars, and surely a great way to network with lots of different peers that also have the passion about becoming better in terms of their methodological and also their soft skills at work. So head over to psiweb.org to learn more about that, and also think about becoming a PSI member, maybe already today. Then you get already some bonus for the conference. Welcome to another episode. Today I'm talking with Benjamin about virtual conferences. That's a really, really big topic now, given that all the conferences that usually happen in a face-to-face mode are going virtual during the pandemic. Benjamin, have you been to such a virtual conference yet?
Well, not really, in a way of replacing like a face-to-face conference. So I've been to a number of conferences in the smaller sense. So kind of, let's say, training sessions and discussions where you join groups. But I haven't been in the PSI conference or something in a virtual setting, so where we have really big conferences. So yes and no to answer your question, Alexander.
Yeah, this year the PSI conference is also a virtual conference, and I looked into lots of things that you can do in terms of virtual conferences now. In 2020, the PSI conference was also a virtual one, but it was more kind of a last minute decision because, the pandemic was unpredictable at the time, and we couldn't really prepare long-term for it. For 2021, the decision to make it virtual was taken much earlier, and therefore there was much more opportunity to look into, okay, what kind of systems do we use and these kind of things. And I think you see that across the board, that there's now much more emphasis on virtual settings, and there are many new tools, platforms available to improve the experience. Because I think, if you look into virtual conferences, there's now different settings. Yeah, so there is these settings where you just have basically a series of webinars that happen all together. Or you have something like a couple of pre-recorded videos. So for example, for the SaaS Global Forum, I submitted my video before December even, and that's only happening in May. And so then all the videos will be there. I'm not sure how that will exactly look like. And then you're as a presenter there for the Q&A.
Yeah, I think, there are so many ways in technical sense. And I'm quite impressed how people also juggle around when they really, administer such a conference, or if it's a training session, and what features you can use in any kind of software or portal that you use, like Zoom or Teams or so there's so many things where I'm probably not even aware of, because I'm less the constructor but more the taking part in conferences. However, I think one of them all have or should have in common for you if you attend one of them is to really take the time as if you attend a conference. So it doesn't matter if it's a recorded training. It doesn't matter if it's a, you know, a big event with, you know, several groups and training rooms or whatever you call it then. Whatever it is, don't get distracted. Just concentrate as if you are attending the conference yourself in person, you know, in reality.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think I have made some mistake in the past that I kind of put then these sessions, you know, into my usual daily routine. And then, of course, something comes up and then you miss it. And you're not really having the experience of the conference. Of course, it's different than the live experience in a, you know, face-to-face setting. But you get easily kind of then maybe just the content of it, yeah? Or you miss something and you're not really preparing and you can't really focus because you're distracted by incoming emails or, you know, people calling you or some Teams chat comes up or whatsoever. And so I think it's really important if you want to maximize what you get out of the conference to block these days as if you're out of office. And because then you can also participate in all the more kind of community events that you would have. Yeah. So if there are some kind of social gatherings that is possible, kind of, you know, a coffee bar or something like that. Yeah. So if you have things like that, you only go to these if you have the time.
Well, because you shouldn't forget that the conferences are only partially about learning new stuff. It's really that, I mean, to be honest, I mean, if it's a recorded session, you just run it and then you get distracted, you can just, you know, restart or go back a little bit. So it's a little bit different. But if it's really trying to get into a conference setting, the social aspect of the conference is probably the piece that is more, maybe even more important to, you know, to some point, especially if you're earlier days of your career, probably it might make sense to really connect, to get to know people, to, you know, to speak, to listen to the people after, you know, after they have done a talk. So it's really far more than just listening there and you know, learning. It's about connections. It's about the, you know, getting to know people, talking to people, reminding them that you are there, that you're interested in topics, etc. So that's why make use of the possibilities that you have around just the pure listening. And for that, I mean, as you said, Alexander, we definitely need to block the time and have the opportunity, because that is usually coming falling short at the end of the day. If, you know, if you're just rushing, you know, after the last talk, you're rushing out and, you know, do your own, your other stuff, your work or whatsoever. So
yeah, very important. Yeah. And there's actually some advantages as well to this virtual setting, because you can use it to your advantage to increase your exposure. Yeah. So if you have these live communities and your live conferences, then maybe, you know, you post on Twitter or on some other social media that you're now attending. And, you know, that's nice, but it's maybe not, you know, that important. But if you're attending a virtual conference, then, you know, maybe they have their own kind of social media platform, or, you know, it could be also in public social media platform like LinkedIn or something like this, using the hashtag of the respective conference and post there and say, oh, I'm here and we are now listening to this presentation. Here's the learnings that I took away from that. What are others thinking? So there's a lot of opportunity to connect with others via these social media, either within or outside of the conference. And that's something that is maybe not as easy if you're at a face-to-face conference. Yeah. You wouldn't stand in front of the coffee bar and shout out to everybody what you have just learned. Yeah. But in social media, you can do that.
Yeah. And there's another advantage is that you can sneak out of conferences quite quickly if need be. Yeah, I just remember that sometimes, you know, you stand there and have the program and you don't can't decide where to go. And then you decide one and then you realize maybe, you know, the other one would have been more interesting. So it's also quite easy in a virtual setting to, without disturbing, just, you know, leave the room for, you know, after 5 minutes and go somewhere else if you're afraid you miss something. So.
Yeah. and maybe you can see also shout, oh, I'm now, you know, in this session and it's really, really good. The speaker is awesome. And maybe others see that and think, maybe I should switch as well. Yeah. So that's quite good and caring for the others. And it also helps you to, you know, be more visible and seen and can get more exposure and get more, you know, be more visible in the community. Now, what can you do? Another, you know, opportunity is, of course, you're at home. Yeah, so you can make it as relaxed and, you know, comfortable as you wish. You know, you can have your own coffee there, your own teas, things like that. So make it really comfortable for you. Make it kind of as if it's a really nice event, and maybe not too comfortable that you're falling asleep. But so yeah, that's great. So maybe sometimes you can, you know, stand up and exercise a little bit so that, you know, you get a little bit additional energy, something that you can't do when you're sitting in a, you know, cramped conference setting. Yeah, these are nice opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, also it's quite important to not use the breaks to do your work, mm-hmm. you know, to just go back. I mean, sometimes even at conferences, I did bring my laptop and, you know, disappeared somewhere to really get something done. Or in general, don't use the breaks as if you're in the conference, meaning that you can use chat functions, you know, talk to other people that are attending the conference, or maybe just, you know, as you said, get a coffee, you know, as you would do in the conference. You in the breaks, you just go over to the coffee bar and have a coffee and then chat with someone. So try to get the same out of the conference in a way, and not getting pulled into the day-to-day stuff. You know, I'm usually working home with, at the moment, currently three kids around, just doing homeschooling. So it's always easier to talk about this in theory. And I understand also that in reality, there might be like differences because, you know, everyone has different challenges at the time. But seriously, it's, you know, you will regret if you don't focus on what the actual conference or, you know, the presentation is about. So if you get distracted, that is the same as if you're attending like a meeting. If you don't prepare, if you don't, you know, concentrate on the meeting, but write your emails in between, you wasted one hour of time for you and for others. And that is basically the same for a conference, that, you know, you really have to concentrate on the conference and to get the best out of it. That's for your own good. That's for everyone. Yeah.
And if you easily get distracted by all the work, maybe switch your surroundings. Yeah. Attend the virtual conference, not at the desk where you usually do all the work. Maybe not even, you know, with your work PC, but with your private one. Yeah. And so that you are really immersed only there. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, instead of from the desk where you're usually sitting, you can go to the living room or to the kitchen, or, you know, if the weather allows, outside. Yeah. Therefore, you have a different surrounding. It maybe feels a little bit different than the usual day-to-day work. If you can go outside, that also has the, you know, upside of getting some fresh air and getting some more energy, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point to really switch the environment a little bit to not, you know, as you would do for a conference. So you wouldn't attend the conference in your work building usually, but it's then somewhere else. And that is the same if you switch from your office room to the kitchen. I mean, unless the kids are sitting in the kitchen doing homeschooling. like in my case.
or someone needs to prepare food or whatsoever. Yeah, yeah. But, or your spouse is sitting there also doing homework. Things like that. Well, then in terms of preparing for the conference, yeah, I think it's always important to prepare for a conference so that you get most out of it. In these virtual settings, I think there's a couple of additional things to think about. It's not just checking out, you know, what kind of sessions you want to go to and things like that, but it's also checking the software and seeing what is all there, how does it everything work, and getting familiar with it. And very often you can already see kind of who's already attending, yeah? Mm. Who has already registered? And do you have a social media profile within the app that you need to set up? Things like that. So maximize the tool as it's available and put all your content in there, you know, connect your LinkedIn profile, things like that. Also mention, you know, do you post maybe already in there before the conference has started, if that is possible, so that people see, oh, that guy is also there or that girl. And so that is another opportunity.
Yeah, and also check the whole hardware setting. I mean, if you get familiarized with the, you know, with the conference tool, that's one thing. But on the other hand, it also, you know, especially if you switch between, you know, to your private computer or some, then, you know, make sure that the camera is working, the microphone is working, everything is set up and running, and that you realize that you have to restart the computer at the beginning. And yeah, you said we need to, you know, prepare not only reading the program. And for usually when you go to conference, at least in my case, I often use the time when I travel to get really, you know, into who's presenting and when, and kind of make a plan really like of, you know, what to do at least for the next day. And all this is not, you know, we don't have this time, this dedicated time where you're traveling anymore. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, it just make sure that you spend like some extra time in advance of the conference to really familiarize with the setting and with the structure, the presentation and everything, because it's not, you know, that you're not starting that the morning and realize it's not working, or, you know, and you don't know how to switch between rooms and so on. So that's quite important as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you then arrive in the morning or whenever the conference starts, that's another thing, kind of if you have a different time zone and stuff, topics like that, you can arrive early, yeah, and say hello to all the others that have already signed in into the tool and connect with others, like, you know, as if you're in the conference, yeah, so that when you would be going to a conference, you would maybe introduce yourself to the person sitting next to you, or, you know, the person that is waiting together with you in front of the room. So talk to the others and learn about, you know, what their expectations are, where they are coming from, and try to build these social connections there as well.
Yeah, very good. Don't forget to wear masks if you talk to close to that's a good thing, so you don't have to wear masks. So I think, you know, the technical opportunities for getting these conferences set up, I think this has been, I mean I'm not sure, I didn't follow it that closely to understand whether the technical possibilities were available already before, or, you know, and just not present because it was of, you know, no need or less required at that time. But there's such a, you know, it feels like such a gigantic step forward into virtual settings of conferences and trainings, etc. People get familiarized with this and they can make use of the options and of, you know, the possibilities that are now open to everyone. So I think this is a very good way of making the best use of the situation. I mean, we still have knowledge to share. We still have knowledge to gain, and so the desire of social connections, etc. So you know, if you're not allowed to go outside, and if it's too, you know, it's too critical, at least at the moment, then why not making use of the excellent technical equipment that we have, and that you know is provided to us with these tools.
Yeah, completely agree. Now, if you're now at the conference and you're in a session, you now have the opportunity to much easier take notes. Yeah, if you're sitting on a chair and you have your laptop on your knees at a usual conference, that's often much more difficult. But now, you know, you have your keyboard in front of you and you can much easier take notes. Of course, only have this notes screen open and not, you know, lots of other things, so you don't get distracted. But the nice thing is, if you have sent these electronic notes, you can also share them afterwards. Yeah, you can use them to post about what you have learned and invite others to share their thoughts too. It's like whenever you have a social media post, if there's just your thoughts, that's great. But if it's your thoughts with a call to action to comment, to provide, you know, alternative thoughts or additional learnings, then that triggers others to actually respond to that. And then you get actually into a discussion and it's not just a one-way communication.
Mm. Yeah, I think that is a good good point. I mean, you can also take notes not with a notebook, but you know, with a paper notebook. I mean, so in case you're not familiar, you know, quick enough in writing or this, but I agree. It's just, you know, the way that attending and you know, taking notes and making use of the notes is just a completely different setting, quicker setting. To be honest.
Yeah, and of course, use the corresponding hashtags and things like that to make sure people see that relates to the event you're at. The other point is, of course, others will do that likely as well. Yeah. Mm. So follow the hashtag and see, you know, what's done by others. See what they're providing and, you know.
Yeah, and just use it for connection. I mean, connecting to these people. Maybe you know them, but maybe you don't. So that's why just this. I mean, otherwise you would just speak to them at the conference because they're asking interesting questions and start discussions. So why not doing this virtually?
Yeah, completely agree. And, you know, here, the other nice thing is you can have discussions in the chat while the presentation is ongoing without disturbing. Also, that's very true. Unlike the actual setting.
but distracting.
Yeah, a little bit distracting, but still can be very, very interesting. Yeah. And that way you're also, it's in part, of course, distracting from the speaker, but you're still in the same content. Yeah. So it's not kind of that you're switching the content to something completely different.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's as if you sit to next to somebody and do a just comment on what was just been said at the podium. Yeah. So,
however, all of that is also new. Yeah, and so there might be awkward moments here and there. Yeah, that someone tried something new and it didn't work out, or you know, that there's maybe misunderstandings or other kind of awkward moments, or you know, you misunderstood an emoji or someone else misunderstood an emoji. So just expect that things like this might happen, and don't worry too much about it.
Yeah, and also I think, you know, where I saw like a conference setting where, you know, where the camera is being turned on and you see the faces of people sitting next to you. So as if you, you know, as in reality. So if you take a seat close to, you know, next to a person, and then, you know, the camera is turned on of that person and also from, you know, for myself. So this is also kind of a little bit different setting, different way of how to approach it, because, you know, you're sitting in a, you know, kitchen or office or whatsoever, and then suddenly, you know, understand, okay, I'm video, hey. So it's funny. So I think, you know, there might be awkward situations, but again, I mean, it's new to everyone, and I think we just have to take it a little bit with a few more and you know, make the best use out of it. And I think the other advantage, there is a disadvantage, it's clear, but it's still, I think it's a very, you know, very good alternative, especially if you make use of the positive or the advantages of it.
Yeah, of course, you know, expect to use your camera. Yeah, so yeah. Make sure that you're...
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a shirt if you're male.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you know, do something about your, yeah, yeah, your dress. So, yeah.
Don't show up in your pajamas, yeah. So.
If at all.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, now I have these images in my head. Oh my God, yeah. So that is really a lot of things that you can do during the conference. Now, after the conference, you can also follow up with people. Yeah, you can maybe during the conference, you find some interesting people where you just want to, you know, should we have a 15-minute follow-up meeting, something, yeah? Maybe there's an interesting topic, or maybe there's, you know, an interesting company that you would like to find out more about, yeah? Maybe there's a new career opportunity there or things like that. There's very often kind of exhibitor spaces in these virtual settings as well. And maybe you just have the time to chat shortly with someone there and kind of exchange your virtual business cards. Mm. And then, you know, have a follow-up meeting at a later time. So make sure that you use also the time after the conference to connect with others, post beyond the conference on social media, and further share your learnings. You know, recommend the great speakers that you have seen, or resources that they have shared. So you can, you know, have further these follow-up discussions on social media beyond the conference as well.
Yeah, that's true. And I think some conferences even offer like breakout sessions where you can just do this, you know, at the time during the, but at least, you know, in the evenings or after like a talk or a presentation. So therefore it's, you know, not only that you need to go external, but just really make use of the possibilities that you have within the conference tool itself, because then often you can meet and just exchange and then take it from there.
Yeah. So we went through lots of different things that you can do to maximize everything that you can get out of such a virtual conference. In the beginning, it's really important that you block your calendar, that you make time for it, and that you prioritize it, that you get comfortable, that you set up yourself for the conference, that you look through what will be interesting because you're not traveling. Yeah, so you need to block in this time. You can set up, you know, your surroundings in terms of where you are doing this, where you're recording, set up your video, set up, you know, your personal style that you want to show up, and leverage the tools as much as possible that are offered. Make sure that you take notes, that you share them, that you use social media as much as possible. And then, yeah, follow up on that after the conference as well. So these are all the key learnings. Of course, they're also mentioned in the show notes for this episode. So if you want to just head over to theeffectivestatistician.com, you can see there's a show notes of this episode. And yeah.
All right. That was very good. And we'll see us at the next virtual conference, Alexander.
See you at the next virtual conference. Bye.
Bye.
This show was created in association with PSI. Head over to psiweb.org to learn more about the upcoming conference and all the other things PSI has to offer. Thanks to Rain, who helps with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com, where you can also find lots of valuable further content, free content for you to download. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.